Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. So I heard some damnable heresy this week, basically stating that God can't die. So, you know, God didn't die for us. So when Jesus died on the cross for us, you know, it wasn't the God part, it was the human part. Now, this is total garbage because Jesus Christ doesn't have a God part and a human part. Okay, Jesus Christ is fully man and he's fully God. Okay, and I'm going to prove that in a moment. But this doctrine was saying that basically his body was the human part and his soul is the God part. And so when he died, it was just the human part that died. So basically, you know, the God part didn't die because God can't die. The only people I've ever heard ask this stupid question, like, well, how can God die? We're typically Jehovah's Witnesses, Muslims, or atheists. You know, you wouldn't expect an independent fundamental Baptist to even ask such a stupid question. We know Jesus Christ is God, and we know that Jesus Christ died for us. So yes, he did die. And by the way, the Bible says in 1 John 3:16, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. So right there, the Bible tells us that God laid down his life for us. You know, the Bible says that God purchased the church with his own blood in Acts 20:28. Jesus said in Revelation, I'm he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. But stop and think about this for a minute. Just the virgin birth alone completely destroys this wicked, damnable heresy. Because if you understand the virgin birth, you know that Jesus Christ only had one earthly parent, right? Because you've got Mary, but who's the father? Well, the father is God the Father. Okay. Now, think about how DNA works. You know, we get half of our genes from our mother and half of our genes from our father, right? Half of our DNA from the one parent and half of our DNA from the other parent. And here's the thing about DNA, it's in every cell of your body. So, you know, for example, I could leave any part of my body on a crime scene and they're going to be able to use DNA testing to tell that that's me because my DNA is in every cell of my body, every skin cell. You know, they could get my hair, saliva, snot, whatever, because every cell of my body contains my DNA. Okay. Well, think about it. Where did Jesus's DNA come from? Only half of it came from Mary. He was not a clone of Mary. He got half of it from the one parent and half of it from the other. Okay. So Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So if Jesus Christ, the Son of God, then he has God's DNA in every cell of his body. Now to sit there and teach the stupidity that says, well, his body is the human part. And his spirit's the God part. Hold on a second. Isn't the virgin birth the production of a physical human body? Okay. So the whole point of the virgin birth is that his physical body is produced not from two human parents, but from one person on this earth, one earthly parent, Mary, and God the Father is the other parent. So therefore, Jesus' physical body is divine. Every cell in Jesus' physical body contained the DNA of God Almighty, right? God the Father was his father, and so he had that through and through. So to sit there and try to separate that, and you know, and by the way, there's a fancy theological word for the idea that you can't separate, you know, Christ's human nature from his divine nature. It's called the hypostatic union. Okay. And then the heresy that would try to separate this, the fancy word for that is Nestorianism. But the point is, okay, that if Jesus is the Son of God, and we know that he is physically the Son of God, it's not just like, well, he's spiritually the Son of God or something. Then explain the virgin birth. Because the virgin birth shows that Jesus Christ in his physical incarnation is the product of God the Father and Mary. He's the seed of the woman and he's the Son of God. Okay. So Jesus Christ is divine. Jesus Christ is deity. And when Jesus Christ died on the cross, That was deity dying on the cross. That was divinity dying on the cross. God died for you. So the stupidity of, well, God can't die, is just a denial of scripture, because God laid down his life for us. And by the way, if supposedly Jesus' body is the human part, then explain to me how the blood of Christ can be divine then, because isn't the blood part of his physical body? I mean, blood is part of his physical body. So is Jesus' blood divine or not? Because if you're going to sit there and say, well, his body's just the human part, and that's not the God part, his soul is the God part. Okay, basically, you know what you're saying? You're saying that the blood of Jesus Christ is not the God part. There's no God part and human part. Jesus Christ is fully man and fully God. And look, those of us who grew up as independent Baptists, we've heard that, we've had this hammered and taught us our entire life, that Jesus Christ is 100% man and 100% God. Okay? And again, thinking about DNA, that makes perfect sense, right? Every cell in his body contained basically the earthly part and the part that's coming from God the Father. Jesus Christ was human. Jesus Christ is on this earth. He's man, but he's also God. And even right now, by the way, Jesus Christ is still both man and God right now, because right now there's one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. So the man Christ Jesus is the mediator right now. Jesus Christ is fully God, fully man. And this is a damnable heresy, because if you're going to sit there and say, well, it wasn't the God part who died, you're basically saying that the Jesus who died for us wasn't divine. The Jesus who died for us wasn't God, because the God part didn't die. You know, I mean, that's who even comes up with this foolishness, this craziness? This is a damnable heresy, teaching that the Jesus who died for you, that wasn't the God part. This is horrible doctrine. And there's so many ways to just destroy this doctrine from scripture. But I think the most powerful way is just to understand the virgin birth of Christ, understanding that Jesus Christ, even in his physical incarnation, is the product of God and man, right? You've got Mary on the one side and God on the other side. And so his body, his flesh, is divine, because he's got the DNA of God the Father in every single cell, every hair follicle. God bless you. Have a great day.